Have you guys ever had to work on an estate plan or a will? You know, the plan where you generate a legal document that decides where all your assets will go when you die? Well, lately I've been looking at the significance of the scroll, the seven sealed scroll of Revelation 5, and how Jesus Christ is getting ready to take back the inheritance or the title deed of the universe. But this is no longer just a title deed to the earth. This is the ultimate kingdom coming, and this one includes battle plans. And the throne room scene in Revelation 5 opens with this backdrop. A legal document was held in the possession of the one on the throne, and it required lawful procedure to proceed. So what is the legal procedure? It's a land deed of inheritance that has been witnessed and sealed, and a kinsman redeemer is being sought to buy back the land. What land, you might ask? The earth, which was deeded to humanity. Adam and Eve represent the line of humanity on the earth, but then was forfeited at man's fall and fell by default to the usurper, the adversary of God, Satan. Now the hordes of Satan's followers will be allowed one final fling of passing authority as we, the raptured saints, unite with the heavenly leadership and God's angelic host to judge and then cast out the offending powers of evil. Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 5. One thing to note before we move into chapter 5 is that to this point, John has been looking at the triune God on the throne. That is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hence the holy, holy, holy chorus sung by the four angelic living creatures. As John's eyes seem to be adjusting from the sheer brilliance of all he is looking at, he becomes aware of the most awesome sight in time and eternity. So let's dig in and find out what this scroll is all about in Revelation 5:1. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. Now, ancient books were made from papyrus, and they were beaten and then smoothed with stones to make a soft material you could write on. Usually, the smoothest side would be used for writing, but certain documents, both sides would be used. It's usually a title deed to a piece of land, a will, or a legal document. And interestingly enough, the Romans sealed their wills and their deeds, their title deeds, with seven seals. So what appears we have here is the title deed to the earth, which was forfeited by Adam, and currently resides with Satan. Continuing on with Revelation 5:2, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?" This question is a very important one. Only one who is legally entitled, one who is worthy and able, can open this title deed. Verse 3, "And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it." This is very interesting where they looked. In heaven, which proves that we're already in heaven, here on earth, which proves that there's still mankind, and under the earth, which proves that there is Hades or Sheol, the center of the earth. And in all three places, no one was found worthy in any of these places. Verse 4, "Then I, John, began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it." John sobbed convulsively. We might not get it, but John did. If no one could be found who was a kinsman of Adam, who had the right to redeem the land back, the earth, it would stay in the hand of its current owner, Satan. Now we can see why John was so upset. It's worth noting in verse 5 that one of the elders steps forward to explain the situation to John. In John 15:15, it says, "For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." The Lord reveals his secrets to his friends. "And one of the elders said to me, 'Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome, so as to open the book and its seven seals.' John, stop crying. Stop weeping. The lion from the tribe of Judah is here." And check it out. Two titles are given to Jesus here. One, to answer to the worthy requirement, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah. And the other, from the root of David, the kinsman requirement, John, from Isaiah 11. At this point, you can almost hear all of heaven breathing a sigh of relief, as Jesus Christ is the kinsman to take back the world. Here's how it happened. God owned the earth because he created it. God then gave it to Adam. Satan usurped Adam and gained the title of the earth that was seen in Luke 4, verses 5 and 6. However, when Jesus came as a kinsman of Adam, he had the right to purchase the earth back, which he did on the cross with his own blood. This made Satan a murderer of a righteous man, and therefore Satan forfeited the earth. In Revelation 5, the title deed is opened by the only one with the credentials to do so. And in the 19th chapter, we see Jesus laying claim to what is now his, the earth, and he comes back now as the avenger. In verse 6, John continues by saying, "And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing, as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth." It's wild to see how God uses the number seven, the seven spirits of God, the seven horns, complete power, the seven eyes, all seeing, all knowing, all wisdom. The only man-made thing in heaven will be scars. Jesus' scars for our sins. Continuing on with verses 7 and 8. "And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne." This is fascinating. "When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." Have you ever stopped and thought about what all that is right there? Did you know that God keeps track of every single prayer that anyone has ever prayed throughout the eternity of all of mankind? They're being stored up. They've been prayed by countless people. How many times have we prayed the Lord's Prayer? "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You know, we have done this for so often, and yet we fail to realize this is exactly what we've been praying for this entire time. Let's look at verse 9. "And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation." This is every single person on the planet. Jesus Christ has done this for you, for them, for me. Verse 10, "You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." So as you can see, it's the Lamb of God that takes this title deed. He's the only one worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because he was slaughtered, and by his blood, he has ransomed God's saints. Guys, this is getting close. And the more I look into this, the more excited I get, because Jesus Christ is taking back the title deed to the earth. And what a wonderful time that we're going to go into the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ when he sets up his rightly throne and kingdom forever and ever. Guys, thanks for watching. Hope this was a blessing to you. I'll talk to you soon.